This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com. Allahu, Allahu,
Allahu, Allah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. O servants of Allah and O children of Adam, just before the break we were discussing this wonderful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ar-Raqib, and we recited the opening ayah to Surah An-Nisa, the meaning of which is, O mankind, be dutiful to your Lord who created you from a single person. And from him, meaning Adam, he created his wife Hawa. And from them both, he created many men and women. And fear Allah, be God conscious of Allah, through whom you demand your mutual rights. And do not cut off the relations of the womb, the bonds of kinship. Allah says, do not cut the bonds of kinship. Then Allah says, surely Allah is ever an all watcher over you. Right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses this name, Ar-Raqib. And as we discuss, brothers and sisters, we want to learn Allah's names to develop ourselves and to develop our character. And this is the name we should use to develop this whole concept of us becoming trustworthy people and worthy individuals. That when we promise somebody something, we deliver on time. And when we promise to meet someone somewhere, we attend on time. And when someone tasks us to do something, we perform that task with utmost diligence. When we work for an employer, we work as if the employer is always watching us. And not only work diligently when he or she is there, and when they leave, then we start becoming lax in terms of our effort. This is the name that should make us come to work on time, even when there's no time clock to stamp our entrance. This should be the name that makes us last at work till the time of departure arrives, even if there is no time clock to stamp our departure. This name, Ar-Raqib. For we see today that we become diligent with everything when there's a camera above our heads. When there's a camera in the office watching what's happening, we're diligent in terms of how we work and the effort that we apply. When we sat in front of the computer, we're not browsing things we're not supposed to be browsing, right? If the workplace has rules, for example, that we're not supposed to check private email during work time, we respect those rules, even if there's no way of anyone monitoring our email usage, and so on and so forth. This is the name that grows this character of being trustworthy within a believer. Why? Because you know that Allah is ever watchful. Allah is ever watchful. When you think no one is watching, know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching. Just like we said with Al-Alim, when you think no one knows, then understand that Allah knows. Just like the boy who came with his chicken unslaughtered when the teacher said, come to school tomorrow after you slaughter the chicken in a place where no one can see you and no one knows what you're doing and no one knows what that you're there. And the student came with the chicken uncut. Why? Why? Because he couldn't find a place where Allah would not see him, or Allah would not know that he's there, or Allah would not know what he's doing, subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is it, O servants of Allah, and this is it, O children of Adam, and this is how we grow ourselves to become worthy individuals in every environment that we're in. We become contributors to society in every environment that we're in. In class, the teacher identifies the Muslims as the top performers, as the most punctual. At work, the employer identifies the Muslims as the most trustworthy, as the most punctual, as the ones that can be counted on and upon 110%. We grow this ability and become better people when we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ar-Raqib. May Allah grant us the understanding of this beautiful name. Ameen. From the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my dear brothers and sisters, is As-Sami', that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all hearing. Allah knows the secret that somebody asked us to keep a secret. And Allah knows when you indulge that secret to somebody else, even though nobody else knows that you're doing so. Allah is the all-hearing. Allah can hear what you say to yourself. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes His ability to hear everything in His book in a magnanimous way in several places. I'll share with you one, the story of Khawlah bin Tha'labah, a female who went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to complain about her husband. And we know the home of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a small one. And Aisha radiallahu anha was present at the time. And there was nothing between her and the female complaining except a thin piece of cloth. And she says, I could not hear the complaint of Khawlah to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And while she complains, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals, قَدْ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ قَدْ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ قَوْلَ الَّتِي تُجَادِلُكَ فِي زَوْجِهَا وَتَشْتَكِي إِلَى اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ يَسْمَعُ تَحَاوُرَكُمَا إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَمِيعٌ بَصِيرٌ. الله أكبر. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, indeed, Allah has heard the statement of her that disputes with you, O Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon Muhammad, concerning her husband, Aws ibn Samit. Allahu Akbar. Allah says that indeed Allah has heard her complaint. Aisha radiallahu anha, so close, says, I could not hear what she was saying. And here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, saying, indeed Allah has heard her complaint to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and Allah hears the argument between you both. Verily Allah is the all-hearing and the all-seeing. And inshaAllah soon we will discuss this name, the all-seeing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the all-hearing. Thus, we do not need to scream out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our dua to be heard. Allah hears us when we are aloud, and Allah hears us when we are silent. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hears all. Allah hears what our heart says to ourself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hears that also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hears the footsteps of the tiniest ant on the face of this earth in the darkest of nights, under the most heaviest of boulders. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can hear the creeping of this ant. This is the hearing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is this name, As-Sami', this name that the scholars say is part of the names of knowledge. From the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, dear brothers and sisters, is Al-Basir. As we've seen in the ayah that we've just cited, the 58th surah in the Quran, the first ayah in the 58th surah in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ends it off by saying that indeed Allah is Sami' and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Basir. This is a name from the names of Allah, and this is a name that falls under this theme of knowledge. A name in which the scholars say has been mentioned in the Quran 45 times. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees all, O servants of Allah and O child of Adam. Allah sees every leaf that falls to the ground, irrespective of the size of the tree, irrespective of the place of the tree, irrespective of how many leaves fall down from the billions of trees on the face of this earth at the same time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can see the seedling underneath the earth and it's growing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can see the blackest ant in the blackest night under the darkest rock. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can see that as well. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saw His slave Yunus alayhi salam when he was in the darkness of the stomach of the whale, whilst this whale was in the darkness of the ocean, and whilst this ocean was in the darkness of the night. Allahu Akbar. Allah could see His slave there, and Allah could hear His slave there. And we just discussed Sami', and the slave called unto Allah and said, La ilaha illa ant. There's no one worthy of worship besides you. Allah hears that, irrespective of circumstance. And Allah sees him, irrespective of circumstance. Brothers and sisters, the discussion we had with Ar-Raqib can be our discussion here. That this name should nurture our ability to be trustworthy. Allah knows the one who's copied from somebody else in his exam. And Allah knows the one who is copying from someone else at the workplace. Allah knows the one who has taken the property of somebody else's hidingly, whilst no camera sees it, whilst no human being witnesses it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees that. Allah sees us when we are on social media, when nobody can see us, whilst we are in rooms, locked by ourselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees us in our place and is all aware of what we are doing, for his knowledge encompasses everything. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is indeed the all-hearing. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is indeed the all-seeing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in his book, with regards to him being al-basir, Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تُؤَدُّوا الْأَمَانَاتِ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهَا وَإِذَا حَكَمْتُمْ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ أَن تَحْكُمُوا بِالْعَدْلِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ نِعِمَّا يَعِذُكُمْ بِهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the 58th ayah, in Surah An-Nisa, verily, Allah commands that you should render back and return back the trust to those whom they are due. And when you judge between men, Allah commands you to judge between them with justice. Verily, how excellent is the teaching which He, Allah, gives you. Truly, Allah is the all-hearer and Allah is the all-seer. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding of these wonderful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and allow us to use the names under this theme of knowledge to make us better individuals, to make us people of sincerity, that when we observe our salah by ourselves, we observe it knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees us. Allah is watching us. Allah can hear us. Allah can see us. Allah is all knowledgeable of us. Allah is ar-raqib and Allah is ash-shaheed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to worship Him the way He deserves to be worshipped. Until next time, brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.